There must be some gardening wisdom about gulls. Gulls think plastic toys are edible. That's because they're gullible. Well, maybe ignore that one. Barry Madden, who writes about nature for Let's Talk, is fascinated by the large numbers of gulls in Norwich. Here are his thoughts on gulls, read by Tony Stampson.
Autumn has crept up upon us and winter lurks just around the corner. One of the more obvious signs of the changing seasons can be witnessed by looking skyward in late afternoon to watch groups of gulls flight to their overnight roosts. They are heading to various water bodies, perhaps the Broads or coastal estuaries, that will provide a safe, predator-free refuge. This daily movement commences in late August when small post-breeding groups are involved. This gathers pace through the following months, so that toward dusk during the shortening days ahead, impressive flocks of perhaps five species will fill the sky as they purposefully head towards their chosen sanctuary. I live in the northern part of Norwich, where I attempted to count the birds one evening a couple of years back. I had to give up after a while because I couldn't keep track of the numbers involved over quite a large front. It was also getting too cold. My dedication to science only stretches so far. However, by the time I threw in the towel, I'd recorded well over 1,000 birds over my own backyard, travelling in loose V formations. My view was restricted by the house on one side and trees on the other, so I imagined from a more strategic vantage point the numbers actually using this corridor as a flight path would be much more impressive. Gulls are a regular feature of the summer in most of our larger inland towns nowadays, their caterwauling rendering the area reminiscent of an archetypal seaside venue rather than inland suburbs. I like them. The gulls breeding on industrial sites and other areas offering flat roof buildings are mainly lesser blackback gulls, with smaller numbers of herring gulls competing for premium nesting sites. These birds begin to become obvious in early spring when their mating rituals, courting flights, raucous cries and looming presence on rooftops adds spice and vibrancy to the local bird scene. The adults are really handsome birds in their spruce breeding livery and still seem incongruous to me in such a built-up environment. Their presence here is, of course, easily explained. A wealth of predator-free nest sites, together with an ample supply of food, courtesy of any number of discarded fast food packages thrown carelessly from passing cars, scraps they can pilfer from overfilled bins, supermarket throwaways, and the odd roadkill. As summer progresses, we witness the first flights of the brown-mottled juvenile birds, always accompanied by their parents, who utter guttural notes of encouragement to their offspring. These family groups spend a few weeks marauding around the nesting area, forming mewing groups of maybe a dozen birds wheeling around in the soft, warm breezes. And then, like the swifts, they move on, dispersing to the wider suburban area or to the pig farms in the countryside. Many lesser blackbacks migrate, at least partially, spending the winter months in more southern areas, even Iberia or North Africa. Herring gulls tend to be resident, but will generally disperse away from urban nesting sites. The habits of these large gulls have changed appreciably over the past few decades. Where once they were strictly autumnal migrants or winter visitors, they're now firmly established as year-round breeders and residents. However, the movements and racial identity of these birds is complex. Suffice to recognise that our overwintering population, these birds formed jagged lines across the late afternoon sky, will comprise individuals from many different countries and be of different races. Gull spotting has become a nerdy niche pastime for many birders. While the large breeding gulls will now have largely moved away from our built-up areas, or at least be a little quieter, they will be supplanted by other species that will have bred in wilder remote wetlands. Black-headed and common gulls will be present in numbers, chasing one another around the rooftops for scraps. These birds will, in large measure, have arrived here from Eastern Europe, Russia and Scandinavia. I have data from some ringed black-headed gulls, which I've seen locally, showing them as having originated from Poland or Norway. They're also sight-faithful and will find their way to a favoured wintering area year after year. Fascinating stuff. Gull identification can be tricky, but there are not many common species to get to grips with. I always feel that knowing what a species is gives it a lot more relevance. If you need help, I've put together a simple guide showing the key identification points. You can find it at www.wingsearch2020.com. That's www.wingsearch2020.com. Just click on the Articles tab and then ID Guides. I realise gulls are not everyone's favourite birds, but they are dynamic, opportunistic, characterful, feisty features. More to the point, they look as though they're here to stay. Embrace them. As nature on your doorstep, there really is an awful lot more to them than something you share your fish and chips with.
Thank you, Tony.